The Gemara daf Samachim Aleph afterwards about him brings down a brisa that Harisha Noisha bechaver Amana ba'asal l'sadeu mecher. Bisman shal meichel eichel peres mutter lekiach eichel peres aser b'yuda aimer afazon shal lekiach eichel peres is mutter. And the Gemara is mazber according to Rav Mandamer that what's the machlekes? Amar Rabbi tzanecha ribis ikib benayu. Rav Yehuda holds tzanecha ribis is mutter if it's a case of ribis, but it's only a suffix if it's going to come later ribis or not. Then b'chiyah again, Rav Yehuda holds that tzanecha ribis is going to be mutter. And the question is, what's the pshat in the setter of tzadecha beribis? Why is it mutter? Because it's only tzadecha. The chenim asks the chayiv. It's a suffix, suffix deraisa, suffix deraisa. The luchumer according to some rishonim. So what is the heter? Well, how can be mat ribis just because it's a suffix? The chayiv should say suffix deraisa luchumer. According to Tosis, this is true even by halva, not only by mecher. Rashi learns only by mecher. Tosis holds even by halva. If mamish should have a halva, it can be ribis deraisa. What would be the heter to be mater ribis just because it's tzarecha, just because it might not come to the ribis? At the end of the day, we should say safek d'raisa l'chumra, and it should be aser. And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that the heter over here is not because of safek. It's not because safek d'raisa is l'chumra or l'kula. That's not why he's mater. But the yosaita of ribis is because of the ktsitsa. You have to be kaitzitz ribis. If it's ribis, it's not ktsitsa. And it's mutter minatayra. And ktsitsa means that b'shas l'hava, you're kaitzitz bevadi that there's going to be ribis over here. Tzitza means by definition that this is halva that will have ribis. But if it's halva that it's not for sure going to have ribis, it's only a suffix, then it's felt in the tzitza. There's something lacking in the tzitza. There's no tzitza of ribis. Even if it says in the shtar that if kach v'kach happens, you have to pay me, and there's a possibility that it will be ribis, but a possibility of ribis by definition means that it's not kotzitz. It's not a vada. It's not set in this halva that there's ribis. And being that it's not a vada ribis, then bevada, there's no ribis over here in Minatara. In order to have ribis d'oraisa, it has to be that it will be vada come. If it's only a suffix, then the chayra would not be ribis at all.